left Texas, it was nasty. Storming, raining, aftermath of Beryl storm, tropical storm, hurricane Beryl. All depends on where you were. The Hall of Books from Asheville is one of the greatest. I mean, I've done some pretty good runs to San Diego 3 times. It's my second trip to Asheville. This time we really scored. It's amazing seeing, you guys know I purchased books from the 16 and 1700s. It's amazing. The books, now the oldest book in my library is 1634. All right. It's published as 1634 Anno Domini, A.D. I've got 1659 books, 1660. I've got books published since before the Great Fire of London in 1666. All right, where are your flamenco guys? Where are these guys talking about? What are these guys talking about? That these dates are altered and that they added a 1. I showed the watermarks. I've showed the title pages. It's the whole date, 4 numbers. 1634, 1660, 1659. Anno Domini. These guys claim that a lot of these earlier texts were falsified or fake text, and you can prove it by the fact that they have the dates are I-684. Okay, you're trying to say I-684 is the year 684 Anno Domini. And that's not how it works. There's no way that could be true. The Anno Domini calendar was created in 426 by Dionysius Sosigenes, or Exiguus. It took over 600 years for the rest of Europe to catch on. Yeah, it wasn't something that everybody immediately adopted. It took centuries for it to be adopted. So trying to tell people that I-684 or I-687 or I-583 has anything to do with a missing 1,000 years means you don't know your history. An I is also a Roman numeral for 1,000. So you have 1,684. 1684. You don't know. It's really weak evidence. It's very weak evidence to say that I and then 3 digits would be a date when the Anno Domini calendar itself took over 600 to 800 years to become popular and uniform all over the world. There were other dating systems. The Frankish Annals used its own dating system. The Anglo-Saxon Chronicles used its own dating method. Only late in the last 350 years did we uniformly date all these old texts. As we republished them, we put the Anno Domini dates in there. A lot of these older texts didn't have the Anno Domini dates, so that doesn't mean 1,000 years is missing. You have not proven your case. We do have about 900 years of resets, but they all happened in different areas of the world. Starting around the fall of Rome, 476 AD, where Dark Ages began in 522 with the Justinian Darkness. So I got another book from Asheville called The Great Black Death. Man, I was so happy to get that book. A historian writing about the only, the Great Black Death is 1347 and 1348 AD. 1/3 of the entire world's population died. The dates always perplex me because it's 30 years after the appearance of the Nemesis X object. Doesn't fit the Phoenix phenomenon either. But it's this huge scourge, this plague. But I found it very interesting. Real close to the Dark Satellite and the Mayan Long Count, which are not dissimilar in their appearances. The Bactons and the appearance of the Dark Satellite is very similar, as I've shown in my chronicle. With the Great Black Death Plague, Bubonic Plague, however you want to call it, military historian William Bramley in The Gods of Eden explained that the historians of the time saw things in the sky, cigar-shaped objects, ghosts, and specters in the sky, and they would spray a mist and people got sick. Sometimes these cigar-shaped objects' bellies would open and would dump decomposed body parts of forest animals, as if the forest animals had been picked up alive, run through a blender, and then water added to it. And it's disgusting, but this is what it seemed like. And then the body parts, all tiny pieces, putrefied, were rained across Europe over the forest. Yeah. The whole theory about rats from China on ships entering the Mediterranean is bullshit. That was a theory. Just like the Children's Crusade. Come on, man. A bunch of kids getting together, deciding do a whole crusade in the Middle East because they're the true children of God, and the adults can't do it because the Bible needs to be taken literally. Got to be a child of God, so hundreds of thousands of kids all over Europe just start marching. Come on. Logistically, it's impossible. How do they eat? How do they sleep? How do they protect themselves? Yeah, they didn't march across Europe. In the year 1212, historians say the Children's Crusade is the reason why hundreds of thousands of children in Europe disappeared. But it was a cover story. 1212 AD was the Phoenix Phenomenon. Over 360,000 people in Norway were washed out to sea. Earthquakes and tsunamis. Didn't know that many people were there at that time, did you? Europe's always been very populated. A lot happened in 1212. Children come up missing, so the church had to come up with some type of reason, so they invented Children's Crusade. Although, because that was the time of the Crusades, but it wasn't true. No one knows what happened to that children. Something happened during the Phoenix Phenomenon in the month of May of 1212 AD. Those kids are gone. So stories developed later. The reason why children would disappear. Hansel and Gretel. The Pied Piper of Hamelin plays a hauntingly beautiful music. And it enraptures the children and they follow him into a cave that leads into the underworld. Our history is far more fantasy. It's far more fantastic than our fantasies. It's amazing stuff. This is what Archaics is about. I'm gonna start pulling out some of these older videos that cover these topics that are amazing, and I'm gonna redo them because it's time. I did them on a tablet. I did them with poor audio. I did them with terrible visuals. I did them 4 years ago. It's time to redo them. So I'll be breaking them out every once in a while. These amazing anomalies that I've recorded that got my channel famous. That's what started my channel. Amazing things that have been documented right here in Archaics. But they're so deep in the playlist, nobody watches them anymore. And they're not very good quality. Let me do that again. Going back to the basics. So I'm excited about this book, The Great Black Death Plague, because I was just randomly flipping through it and I already found references to the people in the 14th century, right before the Black Death erupted, seeing strange things and strange phenomena in the sky. There it is. So we gotta go deeper into that. I'm so glad I bought all these old books from the 16, 1700s and early 1800s in Asheville. Yeah, it cost me some money. Hell, the whole trip cost me money. But that's okay. I already posted 4 gemstones about shards and lunar reckoning counting pulled out of all these old books. There is no argument anymore. There's no debating. There's no debating that a shard is not a year. It's just such common sense. There's just no debating it. Anybody who attempted to debate that the shard is not a day, anybody who tried to debate that Atlantis was not the 13th century BC, it will be so easy with all this data, all these receipts, all these book citations from scholars 4, 4, 3, and 200 years ago. It's just so easy now. Yeah. I ought to publish a book just on accurately dating Atlantis. I ought to publish another one on just on the full data set on the char being a day and not a year. A char is a day, not a year. A char is a turning of the stars. Oh, that girl come up with something. She came up with that song there. I didn't ask for that song. She did that on her own. But when I heard it, as soon as I heard that song, I saw what I was going to do with it. I knew what charts, I knew pictures. I was going to put Billy Carson's face in it. You're damn right. That man already regrets kicking me out of all his Facebook groups. I promise you that. He already regrets that. That was back when I was trying to get along with him. Kicked me out of every one of those Facebook groups. Trying to tell people. What's crazy about it is years ago, I gave Billy Carson all the research on the accurately interpreting the char. I posted it in his groups. Told him to do what he wanted. To correct his information. Because I was a fan. I was a fan of Billy Carson back in the day. Why? Because I'm an ex-con. He's an ex-con. He made it, man. He's doing it. But you know what? He made it a little too good. That man signed the contract. He ain't worried about truth and error. Yeah, he had like 21 groups all on the Anunnaki and Ancient Mysteries on Facebook. That's how Billy Carson got famous. Systematically blocked me from every single one of those groups. Wouldn't allow me. Man, he had so many people trolling me, talking about, you know what you're talking about. Billy Carson studies Sumerian records. He knows all about this stuff. You don't know anything, man. You're just reading from old books. Old books. Old books told you what a char is. Billy Carson, he can read the cuneiform. Come on, man. It's amazing what people on Facebook will allow themselves to believe. Well, I mean, he's Facebook educated, so I get it. But yeah, these books, they're worth the money. They're worth the money, guys. They don't just sit on my shelves. I'm always pulling these books out, and I'm going to what I need to go to, and I'm taking pictures of it, and I'm filing them away, because I know in the future they're going to be necessary. In the future, I'm going to be doing slides, maybe there may be hundreds of thousands of people listening, and I'm going to blow their minds when we talk about Atlantis. I'm going to give out the full spectrum and show. Look, this is your bookcase. Anybody promoting 11,600 BC for Atlantis is a shill. As simple as that. They're a fraud. Yeah, this is not a matter of opinion. It's 100% source-backed, fact-based, and that's why I can't get a debate. They know this. So it's wonderful that Big John and Cole and I, we go through these old antique stores, and we find these books and flip through them and find more and more data that I never even heard of. All kinds of amazing. I haven't even showed you guys what I found out about the NERV. Man, I found some awesome stuff about the NERV. Sure did. Remember the NERV? I got in the wrong lane there, didn't I? When it comes to the interstate. Every time I pick a lane, it's the wrong one. Trying to get around somebody slow, I only run into somebody slower. So yeah. I'm going through this book and it's so much information on the 600-year NERV. And that this author in 1833 knew all about the Anunnaki NERV. This is 1833, guys. I thought these discoveries were made after 1849 when Ashurbanipal's Assyrian cuneiform library was first discovered. I didn't know we had textual references before 1849 of the NERV in the char. Blows my mind, man. So awesome. So yeah, I'm on cloud nine. I have not found all, I haven't gone through all of it yet. I got back to Texas yesterday. So, I haven't had a chance to go through all these books. But what I have found has been blowing my mind on the Phoenix, on chronology. Man, to even find that H.G. Wells wrote a fiction book and preface that fiction book by saying, hey, this book may be a story, a fiction, but it was inspired by this strange guy who had a packet of papers, and the packet of papers had dates on it, and the paperwork itemized what was going to happen year by year from 1929 or 1926 all the way to 2106 AD. Oh my God. Talk about predictive programming. But I've been telling you guys, they've already known. Our handlers, our overseers, they've already known the plan. But it's just, nobody can do what I did. What I did is absolutely unique. This is what makes Archaics unique. In my 26 years and 42 days in Texas prison, I was able to read all these old books. Not just the ones that were in the prison. Book Tree Press was sending me all these books from the 17th, 18th, 19th, and early 20th century. My dad funded my education. He was sending me all kinds of things I ordered in catalogs. Texas prison had a mail room that allowed you to have all the books you ordered. It's amazing. This can't be done today. Texas prison system has removed their libraries, removed the books. Inmates can't have books like that anymore. They replaced them with a tablet so they can control the population. Now they have e-books and the e-books are approved by the prison system. These guys can't even do what I did. All that data mining I did, handwriting the stuff, taking my handwritten notes to visitation, giving them to my dad so he can take them home. They don't even allow any of this in Texas prison anymore. What I did, I was incarcerated at age 17 in the year 1990, almost 35 years ago. In the whole 26 years, we had books, old books. Texas did away with that. Nobody can do what I did now. Archaics is absolutely unique. Not only that, but there are millions of people in Houston. The entire Houston school district, Harris County School District, just announced on the news that they're removing all the school libraries in Houston, in the greater Houston area. They are removing the damn books and they're replacing them with digital versions. Are they stupid? What just happened Friday? When I was in North Carolina on Friday, the entire world was disrupted when the CloudStrike server issued an update that messed up Microsoft systems all around the world. How do I know? Because I know a lot of people who closed their businesses for the weekend because they couldn't do anything. All over Texas, and I was in North Carolina, we came across several storefronts that told us they were having all kinds of computer malfunctions. They couldn't process credit cards. Yeah, let's go ahead and get rid of all of our hardbacks. Let's get rid of all our paperbacks. Let's get rid of all our hard copies, and let's exchange all the knowledge in the world for digital versions. So when the elite want to make their power move, all they got to do is EMP us, and they just erased 10,000 years of human history. Yeah, that sounds really smart. This is what makes Archaics unique, guys. If you don't know it already, we have a PDF drive that has 7,147 old books, classics, more books than you can read in your life. I have another 10,000 or so PDFs. I believe I'm about to do something very different because all my information has been updated. I'm thinking about, you tell me in the comment section, guys, if you agree with this, if you like it. If you do, I'll spend a couple days to do it, to finish it up. I have an old Phoenix drive that just has the early Phoenix videos, maps, all the charts, and the articles and the transcripts to the videos. it's all Phoenix related. But I've got 2.5 years worth of research on YouTube that blows that out of the water. All Phoenix related that needs to be added to that. Should I just redo the? Should I do a new Phoenix, an all new Phoenix drive, an all new Anunnaki Char Nemesis X drive, my alone count, all that's in the same drive. Should I do those two new drives with all the most up to date, best? All the Anunnaki and all the Phoenix related deals. Should I do a drive on nothing but We Immortals and all my spiritual podcasts, my real deep spiritual podcast, and all my deeper We Immortals playlist videos? Should I do a drive on that one as well? Because there's no way I can do a drive with all my playlists, guys. I got 740 videos on YouTube, and I've got 150 videos on Archaix TV, and there's no way I can put all that on one drive. It's almost 3 terabytes. Can't do it. I would have to charge everybody $600 just for that drive, just to buy a 3 terabyte drive that can hold all that, and it'd take a whole day just to copy one at a time. That's no good. The individual playlist on drives is workable. It takes a couple hours to make a copy, but it's okay. I do it every time I go to sleep. I have 3 or 4 of them copied. So, should I do that? Should I go ahead and do an updated super pack? Should I just go ahead and update the whole super pack? And what I mean is instead of having into charts spread out all over through all these drives and all that, the super pack will now have everything, 100%. We're talking, you guys know I got like 600 charts. I drew all these charts on world history. Not one single date's ever been changed. Don't need to. Chronicon was done 12 years ago. Showing you the beautiful mathematical patterns in history, showing that our entire history is a mathematical construct. Therefore, it has predictive value. And this is why I've been able to predict so many events with accuracy. It's not supernatural, guys. It's simple. Mathematical deduction, that's all it is. And calendrical palindromes. So you guys let me know in the comment section what you think about that, because I'm really thinking about go ahead, because look, we got some, it's serious, it's become serious now. If they're going to be destroying all this knowledge and all that, you guys need, those of you who want to preserve information, I would like to have all the archaic stuff spread out on like 5 drives. I can do it too. I can get it all spread on 5 drives instead of all mixed mashed as they are now. Phoenix drive is mixed, the super survival pack was combined because it's all mixed. I got a library drive with a whole bunch of PDFs. They're all mixed, but I can organize. I got another drive with 32,400 images. But man, that's before John took 25,000 more pictures. And now I got the new pictures from Asheville. I've got more books. So what I'm thinking about doing is doing an ultimate, old pictures drive. It's going to have the 32,400 from the earlier drive, but I'm going to add about 25,000 more pictures, all unique to the Archaix library. Yeah, we're talking about pictures that have never seen the internet, guys. Some of these books that I buy, I can show you the letters of marquee. I keep those. You've seen them too. The white cards, you've seen them on the table spread out. Guys, I'm not exaggerating. My team will tell you. I've paid $3,000 recently for a single book. 3 different books just in Asheville. I had to pay over $1,000 a piece just to get them to take the books out of the glass cases. That's how important it is, this preservation, the integrity of this of knowledge. We have to preserve it. So if I just had 30 or 40 people that wanted to buy each of these new drives, I'll make the drives. I can make the drives. I got a laptop with a 0.5 terabyte processor. I can make 6 drives at a time. But I got to make them when I go to sleep, when I'm not using a laptop. John can make copies too. But I'm thinking it's extremely important now, because look what happened Friday. Look how easy it is to take our information infrastructure now. It's too easy. This has been on my mind. And I want people to be able to say, man, I got the entire Archaix Academy from Jason. I got all this knowledge that puts all puts all this, it corrects all these mistakes all these other authors have made and shows the source materials. Archaics Academy doesn't just cite the sources. Ask the people who have already got the first 20 Archaics Academy. I don't just cite the sources. Each lesson also has the PDF copies of the very old books themselves that were used to put the lesson together, where the information came from. Yeah, who else does that? So I want to be able to create a group of people spread around the world, even if it's just 100 of us, that have all 6 of these new drives. A drive on everything you can possibly imagine on the Phoenix Phenomenon. All the charts, all the articles, all the maps, and all the videos. Oh, and actual copies of all my books on the Phoenix Phenomenon. So I have it all in one drive. Same thing with the Nemesis X object, 2046. Yeah. A third drive on nothing but the Phoenix, on nothing but the histories of the Great Pyramid, how it was built, what its function is. Yeah, everything about Giza. The lost scriptures of Giza and Enoch. That'll be the fourth drive. Fifth drive will be We Immortals. Yeah, all my spiritual material, because, you know, John's pretty much done editing all the greatest clips out of all these podcasts I did to add to the We Immortals list. So the fifth one would be all the spiritual stuff. These are the main topics of Archaics. And then the sixth one will be all the random miscellaneous stuff that I've showed you guys, all this amazing, profound data that basically shows that history is a mathematical construct and that we are living in some type of simulated context. 6 drives cover 100% of all the Archaics material. If you guys like the idea, let me know in the comments section. It won't take long, but I'll get dead on top of that, and I will discontinue all the inferior, smaller, and outdated downloads that I have on Podia, and I will just revamp it and with all the new stuff. Because it's a lot. I never stop. I mean, those things were available 2 years ago, and those of you who have been following me, you damn well know in the last 24 months just how much more new material, not rehashed, absolutely new research with new charts, with new conclusions, with new data, just on the Phoenix Phenomenon, just on Nemesis X, just on the Vedic system. Just go back through my channel 2 years and see what the videos were like before 2 years ago, and you'll have a really good idea. I've released over 300 and something video presentations in the last 2 years. So that's a good idea. Well, I'm going to do it anyway, guys. I've already convinced myself I'm going to do it. But if you like the idea, let me know in the comment section, because this is serious. They're taking this knowledge from our kids. Houston is one of the largest. This is Texas is a conservative state. You would expect to hear this out of California. But they said it right here in Texas, in Houston. They're getting rid of all the libraries in the schools. Doesn't even make any sense. E-books. E-books, all 100% of the human experience digitized in the form of e-books, which can be taken down and erased in a single incident. Not cool. It's not cool at all. I don't like it. So, I found a deal for these Faraday bags. They're badass. They're awesome. They're small Faraday bags, but they guarantee against EMP, all that kind of stuff, and you can even make them stronger. You can actually get, like, tin foil and wrap your drives in tin foil and then put them inside the Faraday cages for added protection. But so nobody can microwave your house. Yeah, they got technology now, guys. They have units that can go by through your neighborhood. They're in like contractor vans. They have these units that can go through your neighborhood and they can literally microwave your house and fry out your circuitry and destroy your data, corrupt your files, all that. Just like they can read them, they can destroy them. Yeah, guys. It's crazy. me. It's crazy. I'm trying to get around this guy. He just ain't letting me go. Man, he made me pass. Bastard. I'll just take the next one. So anyway, this is what's been on my mind, the preservation of our information. So I really do have about 20,000 PDFs. It's more than you could ever possibly read in your lifetime, but I've got PDFs of translations of all the classics, all the oldest books in the world, Mahabharata, Bhagavad Gita, translated into English, all Native American traditions, anything you ever want to research in your life, I promise you I have it. I have everything on magic, sorcery, the alchemical texts. I believe in the preservation of knowledge, and I'm not going to practice exclusions just because I am innately Christian and I disagree with a lot of the things that are out there. I'm still going to preserve the information. I've got a copy of Necronomicon. So, what I'm saying, this has been on my mind. It's not cool what's going on, and it's going on far, far faster than I anticipated. So I'm really thinking that it's necessary to do a push to try to preserve all this. And I'm going to sell these drives. Each drive will be mailed to people inside a package, but the drive is going to already be wrapped. It's going to be inside a Faraday cage. That's what I plan on doing, guys. That's what's on my mind. And I'll holler at you guys later.